Even within our English language, yeah, there are two words. One is phenomena. The other one is the opposite of phenomena, which is pneumono. Instead of phenomena, it's pneumono. Actually, pneumono is when there is nothing. It's the total void. When there is no phenomena, the total void. Just like this, our universe is immense space, the great void. But within the great void, everything arises because of causes and conditions. That's how the phenomenal world arises within that pneumonal world. So one is the complete void, the oneness, where there is nothing. The other is the infinite phenomena that arise and arising and ceasing following the nature's law of dependent origination or cause and condition. They have the scientific law, the physical law, the biological order, and they have the spiritual law, the karmic law. Yeah. So we have the physical law of cause and effect. We have the karmic law of cause and effect. So all this trigger off the causes and conditions. That's why our whole universe is governed by the five panchaniyamas. They are the universal order that governs all of life and existence. So you understand that, you will understand the sutta. Then when you experience the nibbanic unconditioned realization, when the form and mind ceases, then nibbana can be realized. Yeah. When nibbana arises, it's not a state, it's the unconditioned. Only the form and mind that enters it or realizes it can understand what the thing is. Because during that stage, even your pure awareness, the one that first come out from that oneness nature, the source, the awareness nature, even the pure awareness also ceases to be. And there is nothing at all. You cannot talk about it. You cannot describe it. Yeah, it's beyond mind, beyond thought. Beyond thought, thought is the mundane mind. Beyond mind means beyond that true mind, the pure awareness. So all these are very inconceivable, very beautiful. The teaching is very profound. Unless you have that nature and that realization, you can't understand. And when you can't understand, you cannot teach. Because what you teach can only be knowledge, nothing else.